This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're launching into it now. Our toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Whatever you want to talk about goes here. We were talking about the response of some of the college students in Gainesville at the University of Florida. They are scared about what might happen because a white nationalist scum is coming to speak to the campus. He paid $10,000 to rent some auditorium there, an 800-seat auditorium, and the campus is going to pay $500,000 for various different security. The governor of the state of Florida has issued a state of emergency about this and is bringing in police from all over the state to completely crack down on freedoms using the excuse of their protecting free speech.
We're going to secure this event by paying
$500. $500,000 in this case. Let's go.
I'm just doing the Dr. Evil, you know, like it's the ludicrous amounts of money that they are actually paying for these things.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike. He's in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Mike, you're on the air. That's brilliant. All right, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
How long was he waited
a half hour for that one.
There you go.
It's important. Had to get that one out. All right, so, we're talking about young people like that last caller that, you know, are feeling a little bit...
Scared, clearly.
Scared. They're frightened. Yeah, he's frightened.
You talked to him for just a second. He was terribly frightened.
He's pre-afraid already for the arrival of Richard Spencer at the college campus there in University of Florida. And Lenore Scanese over at Free Range Kids is reviewing an op-ed from the New York Times asking the question of, well, why is it that these millennials and youngers are so wary of freedom, according to Clay Rutledge, professor of psychology at North Dakota State University. The statement from the article is that parental culture in this country has become increasingly guarded and safety-focused, as illustrated by the rise of helicopter parenting. The benefits of increased safety are many, but somewhere along the way, protecting children from needless harm became conflated with shielding them from stressors and uncertainties, such as having to solve everyday problems, like getting lost or being on one's own, that are critical for developing personal independence, unquote. Now, Skenazy at FreeRangeKids.com comments, she says, of course, you know, we never blame helicopter parents at Free Range Kids because even when parents want to let their kids walk home from school at, say, first grade, many schools won't allow it. And it's also possible the authorities could interpret that as neglect. So let's blame our culture, which insists that we helicopter and stunt our kids. But how has it managed to do that? Well, it's told us for the past 30 years or so that everything our kids do on their own is likely to end up killing them. Walk around the neighborhood? Death. Trick-or-treat? Death. Home alone? Death. Or, if not death, our children will be hurt in such a way that they will never recover. Sleepover? They'll be molested. Play at the park? They may be flashed. Take the bus? They could be bullied. And on and on and on. The solution to a problem exaggerated beyond belief has been to never let kids do anything on their own. Who cares if they don't develop street smarts or resilience? They may be stunted, but at least they're safe. And now, at college, the cosseting culture continues. Quote from the New York Times, colleges and universities have exacerbated the problem of dependence by promoting what is sometimes called a culture of victimhood. American college students, of which Vincent is one of them right now, who are some of the safest and most privileged people on the planet, are to be protected from and encouraged to be ever vigilant about and even report any behavior that could cause emotional distress.
Clearly all college students are part of the 1%.
Feelings and experiences that were once considered part of everyday life, such as being offended by someone's political views, are now more likely to be treated as detrimental to mental health, which is why they've created this whole safe space phenomenon. The idea that you shouldn't even have to be presented with an opposing viewpoint. If you're offended by those opposing viewpoints, you can just come over here into this padded room that we have and play with some building blocks or whatever the heck it is that they
Play-Doh.
Put.
You need to be in a microwave safe space.
No, you say Play-Doh. Do they actually have that? Is that a thing?
Some of the higher end ones, yeah.
Now, have you actually seen one of these safe spaces?
No, there's none in Keene that I'm aware
really?
Of, aside from for some freshmen who are missing home. They have, like, dog therapy, so they bring puppies into the dorm and stuff.
That seems like a nice thing to do.
Yeah, so so they don't have any other equivalent.
I've seen that happen. I've gone out and done college outreach where I'll take, like, Cop Block Know Your Rights flyers out, and I'll take Jazzy the Studio Beast out with me, and she is it's totally like a therapy thing for the students because, you know, who doesn't miss their animals when they leave home for the first time? And so I get that.
What happens if they accidentally put a free speech zone inside of a safe space?
That could
be the universe implode.
Yeah, somebody will have a heart attack, apparently. Once again, the problem, says Skenazy, is underestimating young people. We think they can't handle a walk to the park, a taunt on the playground. Not persistent bullying, just a taunt. And when they get a little older, a visit to the campus by someone they disagree with. Quote from the New York Times, there may be some benefits to an increased sensitivity to students' psychological vulnerabilities. Young people today face unique stressors, such as the ease of harassment presented by social media. But instead of helping, a culture of victimhood worsens the underlying problem. Indeed, despite growing up in a physically safer and kinder society than past generations did, young Americans today report higher levels of anxiety. So what's up with that? Are you an anxious person?
Oh, extremely, yeah. I had to seek treatment recently.
Why?
Well, because, you know, well, one, versus the Federal Reserve printing money, and, you know, we have a tyrannical government, so I'd say
those
I'm
are the
atypical.
Things that make you anxious?
Yeah.
So you're not anxious about little things, like, I don't know, going out and going to class?
Going to class is something I have to do. I want to get it over with. I mean, sometimes leaving the dorm... you know, I'm like, oh, God, there could be cops out here. There could be, you know, weirdos walking around. So, yeah, you know, I am somewhat of a shut-in. But I think what most people stress out about are things like commitment and responsibilities. Like, people are afraid, like, oh, I can't get into adulting. I can't possibly balance a checkbook when it's just, you know, addition, subtraction. I can't possibly pay my own rent and, you know, X, Y, and Z. You know, people need, and I know people who get depressed after college because they are so used to the whole, you know, Prussian model of schooling that they need, they can't survive outside of college in a real working world. They need the structure that school provides them. And it's really sad. It's really sad.
So would you say you go to bed on time?
No, man. I'm getting like two. And last night I got like 3 hours of sleep. The night day before, two. It's awful. I take like, you know, 12-hour naps. Oh, no, it's not.
What are you getting at, Johnson?
I read, you know, a lot of psychology blogs, and one of the primary causes of anxiety and anxiety disorders is
lack of sleep.
Yeah. And a lack of a regular sleep schedule, especially those who stay up later at night and don't go to bed on time are like extremely, I don't know the exact statistics, but in the extreme, more likely to have developed anxiety problems and anxiety disorders.
So are you staying up because
you might
you're
want to consider getting more sleep?
Well, is that easier said than done, though? Do you have insomnia or something? Like, why aren't you getting sleep?
I'd say because of the work I have to do.
College?
Yes.
There's that much of it?
There's a decent amount of it. Sometimes, at some points, it piles up. Other times, you know, I have class, I'm exhausted, I sleep for a few hours, and I wake up, have dinner, then have to do work. But
how much time are you spending on Facebook?
Not much. As I said, you know, I'm exhausted. You know, I listen to the radio, lie down, sleep. I have many morning classes. All my classes are in the morning, though.
Is it possible that you're listening to Alex Jones and that could be causing anxiety?
They're coming!
Because there's always some sort of plot, you know, some sort of...
No, not that, because it's, you know, it gives me information, right, you know, in the information war. So that, I'm not bad. That's soothing, right? When Alex Jones was on vacation,
Alex
I was
Jones
depressed.
Is soothing.
Yeah, when he was on vacation, I was depressed. Like, I'm not getting my fix.
Oh, boy. All right, going on here, Skenazy says, they sure do. Huge Times article on anxiety yesterday, too. The answer is simple and hard. We have to give our kids back some unstructured, unsupervised time in which they deal with life's curveballs on their own, growing brave and confident in the process, and we have to make sure society accepts the fact that we refuse to keep helicoptering. Now, in truly dangerous neighborhoods, she says, we may have to give kids their independence indoors. They can make dinner, visit a neighbor in the building, babysit, but in neighborhoods where bullets aren't flying, it's time to get them back into the outside world. More coming up here. You can share your thoughts and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450, free like freedom. Are kids today too weak? It's Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
When you read these books, you're going to hear me talk about what I call biostitutes. A biostitute may be a scientist. They will say anything that needs to be said for the right number of millions of dollars. And right now, that industry is just expanding bigger than I've ever seen. I've been doing this for 35 years. So when you see my books, whether it's Law and Disorder, whether it's Law and Vengeance, the next one coming out is Law and Addiction. When you read those books, you'll really see me beating on these biostitutes because it is an industry that runs the risk of destroying everything we believe, and that is we believe that capitalism works fairly. When you put a biostitute in the process, it doesn't.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman DeCatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Haiti Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
questions. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, and you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, you've got Ian.
You got Vincent.
And you've got Johnson.
We got another Florida story on the way here. It's actually an update on an older story about a man who had some Krispy Kreme glaze that Florida police thought was methamphetamine. Yeah, that's right, the donut glaze, Krispy Kreme donuts. Apparently confused cops, and there's an update on that story. You're welcome to join us here and bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Now, if you are interested in saving big time on your purchases at Amazon, then you can go to saveitpurse.com to do that. Save AT Purse, saveitpurse.com. What you do is you load up your Amazon wish list and then you import that into saveitpurse.com. Select your discount. It can be up to 33% off. You choose the discount. The higher the percentage, the longer it might take to get your order fulfilled. But if you choose like 15%, usually you're going to get that order fulfilled the same day. So go to saveitpurse.com. The catch is, and there is a catch, is you have to use Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency in order to fund these purchases. That's how you get these amazing discounts. If you're using dollars, sorry, saveitpurse.com will not work for you. Saveatpurse.com. So if you needed a reason to get Bitcoin, how's 20% off at Amazon sound? That's a pretty darn good reason right there. Saveatpurse.com. Johnson, you have the story from Fox News about the
Florida man.
From Florida. Go ahead.
But it's always, you know, I don't know why they always do this in the news. Florida man.
Because it's a thing now.
I know, it's like so common.
Yeah.
Like, Florida man. Florida man was arrested after police mistook Krispy Kreme glaze for meth. And he has now received a $37,500 settlement.
Not too shabby.
I believe that you guys originally covered this story when it had happened.
We did cover this at some point.
Yeah. A man who was arrested after police mistook the glaze on his Krispy Kreme donut for crystal meth has received a $37,500 settlement.
Now, wait a minute. Was the glaze actually on the donut? I thought that it was like the remnants that was like on the floor.
Yeah, it was on the remnant. Yeah, yeah.
Something like
Daniel Rushing, 64, sued the city of Orlando after he was arrested in December 2015 on drug charges. Law enforcement had spotted four small flakes of glaze on his floorboard and thought that they were pieces of crystal methamphetamine. Rushing told the officers that they were likely bits of Krispy Kreme donut he'd eaten earlier, but he was arrested for possession of methamphetamine after two roadside drug tests tested positive for an illegal substance.
Wow, throw that
These
crap out.
These Krispy Kreme donuts are so good, they ought to be illegal.
God, I'm sure cops would know what
they'll get you going
like
in the morning.
They couldn't just smell it, you know, like...
I'm sure cops are, you know, familiar with that kind of donut.
Yeah, I'm sure that they are.
It's ridiculous.
This donut smells like something I've smelled many, many times before. Clearly, it must be crystal meth.
Is there more?
I couldn't believe it, Rushing told the Orlando Sentinel.
No kidding.
I've never even smoked a cigarette before, let alone meth.
Wow.
Weeks later, a state crime lab cleared Rushing of drug allegations, and charges against him were dropped. It took weeks and taxpayer dollars.
How long was he in jail
funding
for?
Funding a drug lab. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it makes that clear there, but, you know, sometimes if you can't afford that bail, you're going to get held.
Yeah. And, you know, not to mention all the taxpayer dollars going to the testing of this ludicrous, stupid, like, just smell it, you know, like, what was their roadside drug lab? A dumb dog?
I don't know.
The officer going, bark, come on, bark.
Whatever the test is, it's some sort of chemical test. It's a quickie version or something like that, whatever it is.
They can't tell the difference between methamphetamine and donut glaze?
Insanely inaccurate.
Rushing told the Orlando Sentinel that he's been trying to open up a security business, but he can't because of his arrest record.
Wow.
I haven't been able to work, Rushing.
Can't get a license.
People can't go online and see that you've been arrested.
Even though they dropped the charge... The arrest record's still there, so he hasn't had that, you know, that hasn't been wiped off, and so therefore there's like, you got arrested. Wait, I didn't get convicted. Well, you got arrested.
He could get it expunged, couldn't he?
He's going to have to now.
I guess in theory, but you probably have to pay the state for that.
Yeah. Rushing, a retiree from Orlando Parks Department, so he worked for the Parks Department.
My government bureaucrat.
Received a check for $37,500 last week and told the Sentinel he's pleased with the outcome of the case.
Yeah.
Corporal Shelby Riggs Hopkins wrote in a December 11th arrest report that she noticed flakes on Rushing's floorboard. So that it doesn't say the flakes. She noticed flakes on the floorboard. The police department at the time said that the arrest was lawful and didn't explain why the Glaze tested positive for methamphetamine in both field tests. Riggs Hopkins was given a written reprimand.
Because the field tests are garbage and they'll test everything positive.
Yeah. Riggs Hopkins was given a written reprimand for making an improper arrest, and the Orlando Police Department ended up training more than 730 officers on how to properly use field test kits.
Oh, that was the problem? Was that she didn't properly use the field test kit is what they're claiming?
Here's what you do. If you're using a field test kit, don't insert your own methamphetamine that you keep on hand to have false positives if you're not sure that the victim is just going to roll over and pay us. If you think that they might not pay us, don't do this. Even though we know you always keep this on you and you want to ensure that you can generate false positives on command, if you need a false positive on command, just use the dogs, because they can't prove anything.
Right, that's a good point.
You know.
And toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, $37,500. I guess if you're, I mean, again, we don't know how long he spent in jail. So if you're in jail for, you know, over a month, I mean, that's still kind of an insult. If it was just a day and he got bailed out, then 37 grand is pretty good for one day and having to go through a trial. But I don't know. We don't know how long he was held for. Is there more to the story?
We don't know.
If you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. How about this? How about you leave people alone? There's an idea. Did he do anything violent? No. He said he hasn't even smoked a cigarette in his entire life.
Right.
And yet you've got cops hauling through your floorboards trying to find a white fleck, a white speck that they can charge you with. My God, he's got something that's small and white, and it's, you know, it's tiny and crushable, and so therefore he could have put this up his nose. And I'm sorry, I just don't care. I can't imagine why people are so concerned about this stuff. These cops really, do they really believe they're going to stop methamphetamine if they arrest one more guy in his truck or whatever? Because he's got something on the floorboards, that this is going to stop the insanity of the, you know, this insane war on drugs, that that's somehow going to put an end to people using drugs. I mean, how delirious do these police have to be to truly still believe in the war on drugs that they perpetrate? How many of them actually believe in it as they're engaging in this war?
Apparently, it was also strip searched.
My goodness.
I was looking for more details, and I found that's what I found so far, is that he was also additionally strip searched when they found the flakes.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Hope you didn't have any dandruff, too. I mean, there's some white flakes.
855. Cereal had corn flakes. They have clays on them.
450.
Probably be tested positive, too.
3733. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls are welcome.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And it's Johnson.
Let's talk about nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'd likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 a month. And if this is a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of seven supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. So visit simplifymysupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL. That'll get you 10% off of your order every time you order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, and they take Bitcoin. So go to SimplifyMySupplements.com. It's my understanding if you want to pay with Bitcoin, you do have to shoot them an email first, and then they'll help you out. SimplifyMySupplements.com, code FTL, gets you the 10% off. And if you're shooting them the email about Bitcoin, make sure you mention the code in the email so you get the discount on your Bitcoin purchase.
I found more details about Daniel rushing.
This is the guy who was arrested and then given $37,500 because the police found Krispy Kreme donut sugar on his car, his car somewhere, and thought it was meth.
Yep. So he was booked into the county jail, strip search, and he had to post $2,500 in bail, and he spent 10 hours in jail before being released.
Okay, so 35 grand for 10 hours in jail, and the inconvenience there, I'd say he did all right.
Yeah.
So I was there more to about what he is? Didn't you say he was suing the company?
He's also suing Safariland, which is the company that made the tests that...
the inaccurate test.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that.
Well, I wish him the best on that.
Yeah.
Screw those people.
Yeah.
Those people are part of the war on drugs. They're one of the corporate arms of the war on drugs. They're profiting from people's misery. Those companies, they exist to destroy people's lives, as far as I'm concerned. Now, it's one thing if you're getting a drug test on, let's say you're, you know, you're a forklift driver in a factory, and you screw something up, and you, you know, drive a forklift through a door or something like that, and you cause some damage. And then in that case, the company needs to make sure that you are not on drugs because, well, there's liability issues there, and they don't want people driving around forklifts if they're high on something, right? So that I understand in that circumstance. But most of the time, these drug tests are being used against peaceful people, and I don't think a field test is something at all that you're going to see used in the workplace. That's, you know, a workplace drug test, they send you out to have your urine or blood examined. It's not like they're testing an actual, you know, alleged drug that they find on you. So these drug tests that the cops are using by this company, Safariland or whoever they are, these are purely used for law enforcement purposes, purely used to destroy people's lives, like this guy who, you know, was, again, arrested, held, strip search, which is pretty common when you get put into a jail, and treated poorly, and he'd never even smoked a cigarette. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. It's Sarah, of course, in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, so I'm really impressed, and I just wanted to commend Mark. I did talk to him last night about his the Super Sensor auto stop cars that he bought. And the reason I'm bringing it up, because I just want us to follow his example. You know, I'm hoping that if all of us, you know, spent the extra money to buy these cars, that would send a statement to our
audience. Well, that's awfully nice of you to invite everybody else out there who drives, because you don't. But invite everybody out there who drives to spend a whole lot of money on some new fancy features in cars that may indeed make driving safer. I mean, I'm not going to deny that it sounds like this is probably something that could be helpful for a lot of people. The thing that Mark got, he got a new Honda Civic, and or I guess newish, 2016. So technically it was new, but it's a couple years old. But he got a Honda Civic, which has some kind of feature that will, I don't know if it's on all the time or if it's one of those things you can toggle, but where if you're getting too close to the rear end of another car, your car will slow itself down. So it's using radar to, you know, balance and get the distance of whatever it is that's in front of you. And if that distance shortens to a certain length, then it will automatically apply the brakes. And that seems to be a sensible feature. I suspect there are some circumstances in which it may be a little janky, you know. It's kind of probably still a new technology. I'm just guessing. I don't know. I haven't actually tested it.
I have a forward collision warning system on my vehicle that occasionally misfires.
So will it misfire like while you're in the middle of the interstate or something? Like, what's the situation under which?
Rarely. I've had overpasses sometimes. I've set it off.
Really?
Yeah.
So the signal's is shooting up that high to where it could bounce off an overpass?
I guess, or something. I don't know exactly what's caused it, but I've also just had it just randomly in the road, you know, like, even with no oncoming cars.
See, that creeps, that's scary because, like, if you're going down the interstate, you're shooting under an overpass, and then all of a sudden your early warning system thinks that you're getting up behind a car, and the car puts the brakes on. The guy behind you, if he's tailgating you or whatever, or is too close, as some people will do, he may not be able to respond fast enough, because what if his car is not one of these things? Which, I guess what Sarah's saying is everybody, if they go out and buy these cars, then if all the cars on the road have similar technology, maybe they will work better together and cause fewer accidents. Is that kind of where you're coming from, Sarah?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the market is the demand. If there's a demand, they'll create it, and then the cost will go down. So right now, it's like you said.
You are absolutely right about that, Sarah. I just want to say it warms my heart to hear you say things like that, because normally you talk about how you're a communist, but in this case, it sounds like you really understand what, at least in that little bit, that what the market does is a good thing.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point. annoying. I don't know.
Do you remember the old communist cars from communist Russia?
I have no idea. I don't know anything.
You
about
ought to look at, well, if you have
the U.S. is a decent vehicle. It's made for military, but you know, it's cheap.
What was it called? The U.S.
UAZ.
Oh, UAZ.
And you know, they're pretty affordable in like Eastern Europe, and the U.S. won't let them import it. Right? It'd be a perfect car for. It's like they have off-road vehicles, a good new modern off-road vehicle for $9,000. That's made now in the $9,000 U.S. It's made in the Russian Federation, but the U.S. won't let them import it because of protectionism and something called safety. And environmental concerns.
Well, do you buy all that, or it's just it's a form of sanction? It's one more form of sanction, because if you would be bought those, then Russian economy would improve. Because, but it's a good product, but it's like a sanction against North Korea, Iraq, Cuba, and Russia. They're going to do the sanctions. So that's the way I look at it. And then they blame the communist system for failing. But yeah, so, but anyways, I just want to bring up that hopefully with these automated cars that will become a standard feature. You know what I mean? I want it in all the cars where I want the government to step in. And it's like all of the cars are going to have this, not just people with money. So eventually that's where I'm coming to. But
eventually the government will own all the vehicles. So
and that's a scary idea.
And they could, even now with these computers, they could hack into these vehicles.
It will be illegal to own a car.
Well, remember, again, I brought up the question of these Soviet vehicles from back in the day of the Soviet Union, where basically you had the government in their government cars, essentially, that they authorized, and you know, only some people were allowed to get, or it was very, very difficult to acquire them, and why you would want one anyway, because they were just a garbage heap. Mm. And the reason why is, of course, there was no competition. And so it's interesting hearing you, Sarah, say on one hand that you can see the benefits of competition, that you can see that the competition brings safety to the marketplace and that it can lower prices and increase customer service. But yet on the other hand, you frequently have called for communism on the show. You've called yourself a communist. And under a communism, you don't have that. You don't have that competition that drives everyone to be better. You just have one size fits all. And if it's broke, well, sorry, it's not like you can go to the guy down the street and get his product because he's not there. Competition's been outlawed. Sarah, thanks for the call. There's more coming up here, and you can join us. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh, man. I wish we had time to read this story here about the Russian cars, or the Soviet commie cars, the VAZ, ZAZ, or GAZ. Apparently, they even had different models of it. I'll just give you a couple of excerpts here. In the Soviet era, the average waiting line for a car was, go ahead, guess. How long did you have to wait?
10 years.
Yeah. 7 to 10 years. to get your car, if you could even get qualified to get the car, which on its own was its own challenge. Interesting article at Jalupnik.com about this, what it was like to buy and own a car in the Soviet Union. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Quote, at your chainsaw factory job, you were one of 300 workers. Most of them didn't have a car and were eager to get one. Let's say that the trade union designated 5 cars per year for your company. That's not to say that all companies would get 5 cars per year. That's just an estimate based on solely on information conducted during interviews. The number of cars allocated would differ through the years depending on the industry, company size, and the region of the Soviet Union. If anything, 5 cars per year is an overly optimistic estimation, according to some of those who reviewed the article. And so, basically, it's all a complete favoritism game as to whether or not you would get one of these cars. They might... if you were the chainsaw factory person, for instance, they might you have to go to your employer, the trade union office, submit a written request stating that your lust for a personal automobile was out of control. Your request then got processed, and by processed, the article says, I mean that a background check on you is made. How many chains did you manage to sharpen last year? Have you tried your best? Have you participated in pioneer activities during school years? Do you know the basic values of communism? Have you attended the last chainsaw factory workers' disco at the canteen? After a year or so, you would find out whether the request was approved or not. The first in line for their cars, the VAZ, ZAZ, or GAZ, were those who passed their background checks with flying colors. These would be the most productive, skilled, or otherwise distinguished employees. You know, employee of the month types. Of course, having Communist Party membership didn't hurt either. Anyway, if you were an average worker, the chances that your car was going to arrive the year you ordered it was close to non-existent. The same went for the next year and for the next one. And then they say, again, the wait was 7 to 10 years or more. As you might expect, the density of vehicle ownership compared to the total population was vastly lower in the USSR versus the United States. Only about 45 cars per 1,000 people by the year 1985. And I'd be interested to see the comparison to the United States. How many cars per 1,000 people?
Right.
They don't mention that, but I suspect it is was much, much higher. And it wasn't thanks to, or don't be fooled, it wasn't thanks to the anti-commercialism nor some aspiration to save non-renewable resources. It was simply a scarcity of human and material resources combined with the worst possible management ever. And, of course, that's communism for you. And the reason why the management was so bad is because they had no competition. It's not like the people in Russia or the Soviet Union at the time could go next door to, you know, or go over to Germany and buy themselves a German automobile. It wasn't like they could just go and import a car from all of the other car manufacturers.
Unless, of course, you were getting it from East Germany, which was also communist at the time.
Which, again, I don't suppose there were very many options in East Germany, right?
Well, I mean, I was pulling up just to see if I could find some great liners from the script here of the Top Gear episode about communist cars.
Oh, you said there was a hilarious episode.
Yeah, season 12, episode 6. And so there's like a little excerpt here that says, "You might say that we're wrong to blame communism for these truly terrible cars. But you might say that it's just a Russian problem. Well, Mr. Scargill, a quick canter through some other Eastern Bloc cars will prove you wrong. Take this, the Wartburg from East Germany. When they made a rally version of this, they had to fit uprated brakes, which they got from the Austin Maxi. How bad do the standard brakes have to be for Maxis to be better? And then there was the equally East German Trabant, which was made
from, I've heard of that one.
And I'm not making this up, cotton. Mr. Khrushchev once said, we will bury you. What with this? It's actually made from leather. I think it looks like somebody's crashed motorcycle into the back of a cow. And then from Poland, there's the FSO pickup. And, of course, we would know a thing or two on Top Gear about how to test such things. This free world Toyota, for example, we dropped it from a 23-story tower block, and it worked afterwards.
My God.
So surely the rugged FSO from the world's best plumbers could survive this. It didn't. And
Wow. Maybe
we should try dropping it from a slightly lower height. It's a bit late now, isn't it?
Oh, I can only imagine what it looked like. Oh, man, I might have to check that one out later. That sounds really hilarious. Let's go to Patrick. He's in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick.
Well, I loved your story about the donut crumb, but I got one that actually happened to me.
You're a cop, by the way, for those that don't know. Go ahead.
Well, occasionally we have to go through vehicle searches, and they check us just like anybody else, you know. So they're going through my vehicle.
Would an officer be able to recognize donut glaze?
I would say he is not an officer if he doesn't recognize donut glaze.
Now, wait a minute. Who's going through your vehicle?
Let me finish.
Before you finish, who's going through your vehicle? What do you say? They check their own guys?
They have a tactical group that is part of internal.
Internal investigations.
Vehicles. Yeah, it's like a... It's a CERT sort of group that goes through it. But anyway, my wife went out and she got me some testers, you know, perfume or cologne testers, because she wanted to know what I'd like. So I didn't think anything. I left them in my vehicle. Well, I get searched, and all of a sudden this young kid, man, gung-ho, like I've been telling you, some of these youngsters shouldn't be in the police department. Mm-hmm. Comes out and he goes, "Oh my God, this guy's making crack pipes, drug pipes," and he brings it out and they're making a big fuss. So they send me down to do a UA or a drug test, drug screening, and everything else. I'm looking at the old timers and go, "Really? You guys come to my wife's work all the time and you get these testers?" Or my wife does. She was in the cosmetic business for a long time.
Okay.
So I'm laughing about this stuff. So I go down, spent 2 days waiting to get the results. So I'm on administrative leave and all this stuff. And I come back.
Wow.
But the ironic thing was, is this guy pulled over somebody for a warrant. And he was a real gung-ho cop. And he didn't properly, when he put the guy in, he didn't really search him. So the guy got, okay. I guess he had some drugs on him. And he got him out of the back of his pocket, and he kicked him underneath that police officer's back of his seat because they didn't have the full bridge there.
Okay.
Well, about a week later, all of a sudden, the drug dogs are out there walking, you know, they're walking the drug dogs to the car, and the dog gets a major hit on his police car.
Wow.
Well, let's say that officer is no longer an officer.
Really?
Everybody, wow. Everybody to this day is laughing because this guy was after everybody, and I can't.
So you're saying this cop got his just desserts?
Oh yeah, big time! It was hilarious. I mean, we were like, you know, it's sad. It's somewhat sad to see when anybody loses their job or anything, but in particular cases, like I told you, a dirty cop is a dirty cop, or somebody is. Shouldn't be a cop, you know. But it was hilarious because he found a whole baggie of drugs underneath his seat. And this guy's his regular patrol car, so he didn't have a real story to do it. But, I mean, there was like five of us that ended up going and getting drug tested that day because of these gung-ho police officers out there searching our cars. Nobody tested positive. I mean, would I really, you know, I wouldn't put a person's life in jeopardy by...
That's interesting. I got to say, I've learned something here, that the police search their own people, search their own cars. That's just sick.
Well, it's just, you know, it's just the fact that, you know, it's really... you know, it's changed, guys. It's changed.
Policing, you're saying policing has changed, and it's for the worse.
Yeah, everybody's pointing the finger at everybody, and nobody is, you know, focused in on what really needs to do, and that's to protect the public, you know. I've told you guys, you know, stories before, but, you know, it's really getting out of hand out there. And, you know, the one thing is that the guy, I'll tell you, the worst case scenario I've ever seen when we pulled over somebody who is high on marijuana is he has the munchies.
There you go. Patrick, we're out of time. Thanks for your call,
God bless,
I appreciate
guys.
The compassion. I appreciate the expertise. We're out
All
of time
right,
for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In an emergency, you need a fire, now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.